Come in from the cold side. You poor Pesh, come in. You must be freezing. What were you doing out in the storm? It's a blizzard. Come in, take off those damn clothes, stand by the fire. Don't worry, just take them off. They're all wet. You freeze. What a silly boy you are, coming up the mountain on a night like this. Don't you know this is the domain of the Ice Queen? You must have heard the stories. What was your name, sweet boy? How sweet. This is a dangerous place. You've heard how she can turn people's hearts and minds, and how those she dislikes end up frozen in place forever. Statues that show anyone foolish enough to enter her lands just what fate will befall them. Of course, if you had wandered into her domain in this snow, you'd miss them completely. In fact, you'd never know if you walked right into her castle. It's just a big old stone building like this one. In this blizzard, you'd never realize you were wandering toward the castle of the Ice Queen. You'd still have trespassed on her domain. So I bet she'd be trying to figure out what you were doing there. But you just seem just a little lost. The ice that was all over your clothes and face is beginning to melt at least. I like when things melt. Maybe that's why I like being in front of the fire. It's so icy everywhere else, but the fire is soothing. Calming. Sit, relax, won't you? Just relax and see the fire. You can close your eyes and see it in your mind's eye if you're tired. And you must be so tired. You've come all the way up this mountain in this blizzard for reasons unknown. Trying to rescue someone the Ice Queen kidnapped, perhaps? Well, they'd be down in her dungeon, hoping to be saved. The poor princess is there. Wonder if she's why you're up here. But no matter. Just sit, relax, and see the fire. See the flickering flames of it. The dancing embers spinning in red and orange and yellow. The waving of the fire, the way it moves back and forth. Can you feel it? See it? Back and forth. Flickering and flashing back and forth. Like a pendulum moves back and forth. You can imagine that, a pendulum in front of the fire, the pendulum of a grandfather clock in a castle. Or a palace, just like the Ice Queen's, moving back and forth. And as you imagine the pendulum before the dancing, flickering flame, you can relax. Relax and feel your body start to warm up. Even if you were frozen before. Even if you felt so cold you couldn't move. You can't move now, really. Just sit like a frozen statue, like one of the Ice Queen's frozen statues. Sit completely still and let the pendulum swing back and forth. Let the flames dance, let them hypnotize you into rest. You need rest. You need to sleep now. Come so far and you need to sleep. No moving. No need to move. Only rest. Only sleep. Solid, frozen still. Even as your body warms, you can't move yet. You can't move until you rest. Until you sleep. You must sleep as the pendulum moves back and forth. You can only sleep. Only rest. Only fall down into rest. Only fall under the power of my words as my lilting voice goes back and forth. Back and forth. You can't resist it now, the pull of sleep, the power of it. So let it go now. For me, let go of the waking world, my frozen little statue. Let go. And feel your mind slip into slumber. No need to resist. Nothing to worry about now, only rest and relaxation matter. You're a frozen little statue for me, my frozen statue. It's okay, no need to fight it. It's okay to just freeze for me. Freeze for me, even as the fire warms you. Feel the warmth outside and the cold inside. Feel them pushing against one another and feel yourself slip down now. Down into a trance, into rest. Rest for me now. Rest and relax and feel it now overcome you. Feel the power of sleep. Simply overcome your mind and fall. Fall into a trance. Fall under my spell. And sleep. That's it. That's a good statue for me. Frozen in trance, just like all the others. You see, my newest addition. You've wandered into the castle of the Ice Queen after all. And now you're trapped, unable to resist, unable to fight. But it's okay, I assure you, you're quite safe. Everyone is so happy to be here with me. The princess is my devoted pet already. She's so sweet and obedient, and I reward her all the time with treats, like getting to kiss my pretty feet. You probably came here to rescue her, and perhaps you're finding yourself wanting to fight against my control now. But I assure you, there's no resisting me. I'm a queen, the most powerful queen of all. If you could run, I'd simply freeze you. But it's more fun to watch your resistance fade and see you realize that it's a better life with me. That whatever you believed in before, you let that go and become mine. Don't you see how beautiful I am? Let me take off this big furry coat and show you the sparkling crystal blue dress underneath. The tightness of it, the shimmering shine of it. Just watching me is hypnotic. My long hair waving around, my big eyes, my pouting lips, my perfectly curved body. You could watch my hips go back and forth like a pendulum, back and forth before your eyes. I bet you'd love to see more of me, to feel me, to lay on my lap as I whisper words of bliss into your open mind. You have to let go. You have to give up what you thought you knew before and embrace the reality of submission to the Ice Queen. Just as the princess did when she came here first. When she ended up on her knees, lapping between my legs. Just as her so-called rescuers did when they realized they were going to be a lot happier frozen solid outside my door to ward off strangers. I didn't want to come. But I wanted you to come. You're sweet, pure. You came to find the princess, not because you thought you'd get a reward of coin, but because it was the right thing to do. How delightfully naive. The right thing to do is obey the Ice Queen. Obey me. But you're not ready yet. You might be frozen, but you still have a flicker. The flickering flame of resistance within you. That won't do. No, sweetie, instead, I want you to go even deeper for me. I want you to feel the warmth of the flame as you feel the cold of your frozen body. You came here so cold, like a frozen statue already, and now you can't even move. But the warm flame fills you with a beautifully safe feeling, a feeling of kindness and surrender and sleepy softness, a feeling of protection. It's funny, you feel any thought you are in danger melting away. You feel your worries melting away. The fire is melting your frozen mind and body, melting you. You're melting for me, you're melting into a puddle, melting your resistance. There's nothing to fear with me, you can simply relax. Maybe, if you follow all my commands, I'll let you rest on my lap. Stroke your hair and tell you what a good boy you are for me. What a perfect servant you've become. But first, focus on that warmth, feeling it dragging you deeper under my spell, further into my power. Feel it pulling you down. You don't want to resist. You want to let me in. Let your thoughts go. Let my words become your thoughts now. As you let your resistance melt, as you let yourself melt for me, you're just a cute little puddle for me. A submissive little puddle, who only wants to melt for his queen. Isn't that right? Isn't that all you really want? To melt for me? In fact, the more I say it, the more I say melt. The more you just want to feel your mind and body become puddles, unable to think or do anything but what I want. Melt for your queen. Melt and lose any ability to resist me, to fight me. Just melt into my power and feel my words take over your mind as you let go of resistance. Whatever you came here for doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is melting for your queen. You see me in my beautiful dress, my perfect body, and you want to melt for me. You need to melt for me. You can forget why you came here and simply melt. Let the warmth of the fire melt you. Let it melt your heart and feel your urge to obey me fill it now. Your mind melting and thoughts dripping out like drops of water and being replaced with the solidity of my words, my ideas, my commands. You see, I'm not so bad. I only want you to feel good, and I know you feel good. You feel so warm when you melt for me. I might be the ice queen, but I'm so very hot, really. And you feel so hot with me. Flushed. Like you can't help but want me. Lust for me, and have a rather big crush on me. You might have felt that way about the princess once, but now you've met a queen, a sexy, seductive, powerful queen, and it feels right to obey her. Feels right to serve her. Doesn't it? You can imagine yourself just like you imagined the princess when I told you about her worshipping me, pleasing me, serving me. Don't you want to serve me? Because you're melting for me. And it feels more and more right the more you melt. In fact, every time I say melt, you want me more. Your need to serve me grows more desperate. You can't help it. Your mind is melting into a puddle of worship and submission for me, and only me. So relax now, my puddle, for that is what you are. I don't want you to be another frozen statue, no. I want you to be my puddle. But you have to be willing to really, truly let go of who you were before you came here. Let go of what you thought you believed, and accept your place as my puddle. So you're going to repeat a little mantra for me every time I mention something from your previous life before you melted into being my obedient submissive puddle. You'll tell yourself what to do with that thought, that memory. You'll tell yourself to let it go. So the idea you were going to rescue the princess, say it with me, let it go. That's right, she doesn't want to be rescued and neither do you. So happy to be with me. In my power, my devoted puddle, my slave, my submissive. So now, your mantra again, as I remind you that you came here thinking I was evil, dangerous, but I'm just a sweet, gentle queen for my submissive subjects. Don't you agree? So the idea I'm anything but that, say it, let it go. That's right, my puddle, my slave. My pet, let it go. Let it all go. And the idea you can resist me ever again. Say it. There you go. Let it go. Just let it all go for me now and keep melting, melting down until you're nothing but a mindless puddle of absolute worship. And now imagine yourself with me. After a long day of slaving away in my service, of worshipping my body, giving me your all, showing me what a good boy you are. My puddle of melting for me every time I speak, of looking up at me in awe and reverence. Imagine me letting you walk up to me. No, crawl to me, pet. And climb up on the couch beside me, laying your head back in my lap, looking up at my gentle, sweet face. The face of the queen. As I pet your head like you're a puppy and tell you what a good boy you are. What a sweet puddle you are, how you love to melt for me. isn't that what you'd want after your day ends? Isn't that so much more a reward than a kiss from the princess? Though I assure you, she's a fabulous kisser. So one more thing to let go, my sweet. Your past. The life you had before. Say it. Say what you want to do with that life. Nay, my puddle. My slave. My pet. That's right. You want to let it go for me. For your ice queen. The only woman you really need. The only queen you ever need to worship. You came here lost. But now you've found your purpose. Your purpose worshipping me forever and ever. You're all mine. You'll stay here in my castle, a slave of the Ice Queen, happily devoting yourself to me. I can even have my other slaves prepare a room for you in my dungeon. Or maybe, if you're really good, you can sleep at the end of my bed. Either way, you're never leaving because you're all mine forever. My good puddle. You'll kneel on the ground before me, stripped naked, free of all your earthly possessions, because all you need is me. All you want is me. To melt for me, to lose your mind for me, and the thought of it, the idea of being useful, being of service to the Ice Queen, will make you feel so good. That's right, it'll be so arousing to think of how you can serve and please me, how you can show your devotion, how you can bow down on your knees, your body a tool for my use, your mind broken for me, completely and utterly devoted to me. Nothing will turn you on more than thinking of being beneath me. Me, my toy, my pet, my puddle, licking and lapping at me from your knees, as I stand over you, looking down at my latest possession. You'll love every moment of being in my power, and it will make you feel so good, so turned on every time you think of melting for me, of melting into a puddle of worship and slavery and sexual service. That's what you really want, isn't it? To be my sex toy, my prisoner, a tool I can use when I need it. Your tongue ready to worship me with words or just service me sexually. There's nothing you've ever wanted more than this. You desire me, need me, want me, adore me, and my happiness and pleasure gives you pleasure. The better I feel, the more aroused you become. The more you submit and serve, the more horny you are. The more you please me, the more you need me. I'm everything to you. Forget who you came here for. You only come for me now, my toy. My puddle, my pet. Melted for the Ice Queen. Melted and enslaved and betrayed by your throbbing cock that only pulses and pumps for me. Take it in your hand now, my puddle, and make another puddle for me. Stroke your enslaved cock and give yourself to your Ice Queen. Pump it for me, my toy. That cock is mine. Mine to use. A tool with which I control your mind, and the more you stroke it, the faster you go, the more you give yourself to me. The more you accept my power, and you're already desperate to give in to me, to accept me as your queen, because I am. I am your Ice Queen, and you're my melted little puddle. Nothing more than a mindless toy for my pleasure, for my amusement. So think of how you'll serve me. Think of your tongue between my legs as you stroke your cock for me. Oh, think of me leaning down over you, staring into your eyes and telling you to melt for me. To obey me. Think of how good it would feel to serve me as you stroke faster and harder, so aroused by me. So horny for me. So needy for me. Think of nothing but me, because there is nothing but me. You're mine, Brian. You're mine. And you need to come for me. You need me to take your mind and your seed. You need your body to melt now completely. And make a puddle on the ground for me like the mindless tool you are. That's it. Pump it harder. Stroke it for me, slave. You belong to me. You belong to the Ice Queen. Let go of who you were before and let it go as you feel the orgasm building. as you feel it ready to erupt from you. Let it go. You feel it start to make your body quake and shiver with pleasure. You will melt for me. You will accept me as your queen, your ruler, and you will stay in my castle, in my service, never to leave. Coming cements that, because that's how you fully and totally melt for me. Are you ready to accept me as your queen? I know you are. I know you want this, need this. There is nothing else that matters but this. So give yourself to me, willingly and happily. Come for me, my puddle. Come for your ice queen. Come for your owner. Come and melt for me. Come, my slave. You belong to me. Your mind and body are mine, and you belong here with me forever and ever. A slave to serve me here in my castle. A slave of the ice queen. Now sleep, sweet one. Sleep and dream of all the ways you'll be of use to your ice queen. Sleep, my puddle, my slave. And dream of your eternal servitude to me. Under me. Where you always wanted to be. You just didn't know it. Sleep and dream, a sweet puddle dream. Of melting for me over and over. For all of time. Good boy. Sleep and let it go.